not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through.
Michael Herzog with my special guest, John Hanke. And I want to remind everybody, John's website is bushkilledjfk.com. And you can also go into my website at www.theamericanawakening.org. I'm going to be putting some stuff up here that John has available on his website in the near future. Short segment, and I'm opening the phone lines at 800-313-9443, so if you want to call in with a question or a comment, that's fine. John, I had a question for you. Now, you mentioned that you're a high school history teacher. Are you still currently doing that?
I'm on a leave at the moment.
Okay.
Well, the world's on fire, right? I decided that that I mean, it was 9/11 that persuaded me that this is more important than paying my house note. So we sold the house and we're living in an apartment in the cheapest rent district in the city because we think that you know, this fight, if we don't fight this fight now, I'm going to leave it for my kids. And not to mention that it just seems that things are coming to a head, and that, you know, you strike while the iron is hot, or you pay for it later on.
Oh, yeah, you know, you and I are on the same page there. I mean, I sold my assets, too, and I live in a little, you know, low-rent apartment. But when you were teaching, knowing what you know and doing the investigation off the record that you were doing and producing these videos and so forth, John, how did you feel about teaching history to high school students, knowing in your own mind that a lot of what's in those history books is false?
Well, I mean, you think I didn't teach the truth?
Well, I don't know how it works.
I know
the only thing I could do is relate it back to when I went to high school, okay, and my high school history teacher went right off the record, i.e. the book, okay, so, you know, I didn't know how much you could, you know, how much leeway you had or how much you could get away with, but go ahead.
I've always taught poor kids, and nobody gives a damn about poor kids, which means, right, that's terrible, but it also means that nobody pays any attention to what you do in your classroom. That's one. Secondly, is any encounter that I had with a parent. I mean, I never ran into an irate parent, or if I did, we certainly quickly came to terms. I mean, you know, right? Something may have happened that a parent felt was wrong, but we very, very quickly came to terms about my approach and what I was trying to do, and didn't have anything to fight about. But I mean, we would just go through the book and look at the things that were true in the book and look at the things that were false in the book. And, you know, here the book says this, and here's this other evidence that shows that that's not true, and here you kids are sitting here with this book in front of you that has this thing that we have just seen as a lie, but there it is. Now, what should we make of that? What should we conclude from that? What's the lesson to be drawn? So, you know, I have absolutely no problem teaching from the book. I think that it's a great learning experience to do that. I do, however, object to teaching lies, but, you know, when we encounter them in the book, we expose them. And, you know, not on my say-so, but looking at the evidence.
No, I give you kudos for that. Well, listen, we're going to go to a break real quick, and then we got a long segment, got callers on the line here. When I get back from the break, I'm going to go to Lance in Texas, and then I'm going to go to Joe in Kansas next. So you guys stay on the line. We've got a lot more to cover here. The phone lines are open, folks. It's 800-313-9443. I mean, when you get on a topic like this, and it's going to get even better, believe me, I'm going to spend a week with John Hanke, all of the week of the 10th through the 14th, because the material that he has to cover is just so expansive that, we couldn't possibly do it all in one. Well, we couldn't do it in five shows. But in talking to, John off the air, and knowing what he has to share with us, I'm telling you, it's going to be a great week. So stick with me. We'll be back in three, and then we'll go to Lance in Texas next. We'll go to Joe in Kansas. So we'll be back in 3 minutes. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, John Hanke.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Back, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, John Hankey. And without any further ado, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and let's go first to Lance in Texas. Lance, you're on with John and Michael. Go ahead.
Hey, I guess my question may be a little convoluted, but I care less about who the mid-level guy who helped with the assassination was, and more about the people who ordered the assassination. That's what I'm concerned about. And one thing that seems to never get brought up is Kennedy started printing $2 bills. And not bills, $2 notes. Not notes, I'm sorry. Those are Federal Reserve notes. $2
Treasury notes.
Treasury notes, exactly. And this is why I think he got killed. Same reason that Lincoln got killed, and that's because he started printing his own money.
All right, I'm going to let John comment on this in just a second. But Lance, let me say this, okay? What this show is today with John Hankey is a prelude to a complete series of shows that I've got coming up with John week after next, and we're going to cover all of that. I agree with you, Lance. That wasn't the only reason. There was a number of reasons, I'm sure, that were adding fuel to the fire of the assassination. Now, John, you want to comment on it?
Yeah, I think it's the most important question that anybody could ask, and I think it's brilliant to suggest that George Bush is a mid-level supervisor. And I don't care whether you're talking about George Bush Sr. or George Bush Jr., the President of the United States is a mid-level supervisor, right? He doesn't decide what to have for breakfast. But the other thing is that if you walk out in the morning and you find that a tree has been ripped out of the sidewalk and somebody has used it to bash in your car, you can draw up a list of suspects pretty easily just by saying, well, who could have done it? Who had the strength to do that? And when you look at the Kennedy assassination, and for example, the New York Times came out with an extra edition the day that Kennedy was murdered, and it quoted the Dallas doctor saying that Kennedy had entry wounds on his throat, an entry wound on the right side of his head, and a huge exit wound in the back of his head, clearly indicating that the shot that blew his brains out came from the front. That was the first day. What happened to that story? How is it that the next day and the next day and the next day and the next day that story has disappeared? Who could have had that sort of lock on the media? Right?
Only a few people. And it's the people that own the Federal Reserves, the Gyps, the Warburgs, the House of Rothschild, all these people.
The Rockefellers, the DuPonts, the Gettys, and the Morgans. And we're about done. I mean, it's not that long a list. And yes, absolutely.
Why do we go on endlessly about who did what and who pulled the trigger? It doesn't matter who pulled the trigger. What matters is who ordered the assassination. Correct?
Well, okay, now hang on a second. Yes, that's correct. However, before you can get to that, you have to demonstrate that the assassination was pulled off, right? You have to look at the power that was involved. Do you understand what I'm saying? You have to demonstrate that without a shadow of a doubt the Secret Service was involved, without a shadow of a doubt the CIA was involved, without a shadow of a doubt the military and the FBI and all of the media were involved.
Who could control all those groups?
Exactly. Exactly. And the first time, I mean, I was walking around with that question. I'm 20 years old, walking around with this weight on my shoulders saying, well, how? And then I'd read about the Council on Foreign Relations. And, you know, then it was done because all of those guys are at the table, right? When the Council on Foreign Relations sits down, now let me say that. If we're going to say Council on Foreign Relations, and if we're going to say Bilderbergs, and if we're going to say Bohemian Grove, these guys are not stupid. And when they have a meeting, they invite a whole lot of people who are just there as misdirection, right? Who are there as a distraction, who are there to mislead, and right, who don't sit down at the, right. And then they have meetings, but they have meetings, and then they have meetings, right?
Undoubtedly not stupid. Undoubtedly, though, they're arrogant as hell, arrogant beyond belief.
If you go back to
the Lincoln assassination, he was killed for the exact same reason, which is my point.
I heard Robert Kennedy Jr. speaking, and I haven't been able to find this quote, but Robert Kennedy Jr., who I regard as a reputable source, said that Lincoln said shortly before the war ended that he had the slave owners in front of him, and he had the banks behind him, and he was more afraid of the banks. And
Robert was the person who figured out the whole scam. Robert was the person who figured out why we have Federal Reserve notes, why the central bank is privately owned. That's why they killed Robert as well.
Sure. Well,
my opinion.
I ran into this terrific quote. It's in there's a new video that's come out on 9/11. And I don't know where you can get it. And I mean, if you Google undebunkable that and 9/11, it'll bring the video up. But it has this great quote, and it's Franklin saying that at least from his point of view, and maybe generally, the principal reason, the most important reason for the American Revolution was because the bankers in England were not going to allow the colonies to print their own money. They were going to require them to be under the thumb of the privately held Bank of England, right?
So
that they couldn't print their own money. They couldn't, therefore, so that they would have to borrow from the banks, right? They would have to become slaves to the banks, and all of the citizens who collectively owed this debt would also have to become slaves to the banks. From Franklin's point of view, that was the main purpose for the Revolution. So, you know, our forefathers fought the revolution, and here we are today.
Well, the revolution was a bit of a deception in and of itself, in my opinion.
Certainly. Well, don't lose your point. Your point was that the banks are central, and
exactly.
Breaking the power of the banks is central, that the banks were behind this, that the banks are behind every major crime. They had to have been. No one else could possibly have pulled it off. No one else has their finger in so many pies to have been able to pull it off.
No one else has the incredible wealth. No one else has the resources.
Right. Well, and the control,
exactly.
Right? Has their finger in so many different pies. Now, there are a lot of people, as long as we're on this subject, there's a lot of people who like to point to the Rothschild, and there's an enormous amount of evidence, of course, to substantiate someone pointing at the Rothschilds, but I'd like to point this out, that Jim Mars, great guy, terrific researcher and terrific writer, wrote a book called Rule by Secrecy, and in that book he points out that the head of the Rothschild family was murdered in 1996. And my point is this one, virtually nobody is aware of it. Of the people who are aware of it, I've never seen anybody make very much hay out of it. Well, who's killing the Rothschilds? And if someone...
I don't know, but more power to them.
Well, no, but see, I figure...
Good point, Lance.
It's either... No. Now, come on, if it's the Windsors or the Rockefellers or the Harrimans that are killing the Rothschilds...
The Rothschilds married into the Windsors. The Windsors
are
not even Windsors. They're actually Goetheburg...
Well, all right, and they certainly... I'm certain they've married into the Harrimans and the Rockefellers as well. But my point is this one. There's a story. Plato tells the parable of the cave. And I had to learn this stuff in grammar school and in high school. Plato's parable of the cave. And according to the parable of the cave, you have the stupid people like us, and we are tied up and looking at a wall, and we can't turn around and see anything except the shadows on the wall. And then there are the enlightened ones, and the enlightened ones are holding puppets in front of a fire that casts the shadows on the wall. And we, the stupid people, all we see are the puppets. We don't ever see the enlightened ones. The enlightened ones don't cast a shadow on the wall. And I think, and Plato told that story in order to explain to his students, who were members of the elite, who were the enlightened ones, to explain to them how the situation works and then what the history
works.
Books. Yes, and what the history books are full of. And the history books are full of the story of the shadows of the puppets, but never tell you anything about the enlightened ones, that is, the rulers who are holding the puppets that are casting the shadows. My point is that we don't have a clue. That when you see that a Rothschild gets murdered, we don't have a clue about who these guys are and what it is that we're doing. But we do know that they use the banks to do it. And
or
I don't think that we can very effectively...
Why they were murdered. I mean, it could be something as simple as infighting, but...
Yes. Yes, or it could be something as complicated as that this is my take on it, is that they went to this guy and they said, we want to do 9/11, we want to, the new boogeyman, since communism seems to be dead, we can't use that as the boogeyman anymore. We need a new boogeyman, and we're going to have a culture war between Islam and Christianity.
I think we're going to have a banking meltdown before we have that. But
that's the plan
as well.
Well, they went to this guy and they said, this is the plan. And if he had said no, they would have taken him out.
Exactly.
It could have been something.
Go ahead.
Much...
Quick. 2 points to leave with. I'm coming up on a break here shortly,
sure.
And I've had another caller holding. So go ahead, Lance, real quick.
The Gang of Four, the English rock group, said history's not made by great men. It's rewritten by the men with the money to pay the men to write history. And the other one is, I believe it was Socrates said, by all means marry. If you get a good wife, you'll be happy. If not, you can become a philosopher. Anyways, with that, I'll leave you guys.
All right,
thanks
a lot for the call, Lance. I appreciate it. We have had Joe holding for, better than 20 minutes. Let's go to Joe in Kansas. We've got a break coming up, but I'll hold you over, Joe. Go ahead. Joe?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Joe, hold on. We've got a break coming up. I'm going to hold you over, though. We're going to a break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, John Hankey. We'll be back in 3 minutes with Joe from Kansas.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour here. And I've had Joe on hold from Kansas for 20 minutes. I've just brought him up online. So, Joe, go ahead. You've got the floor.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, hello. Joe. Thanks for holding.
Hey, I bet you would remember this because I've talked to a lot of people that have done a lot of research on JFK that never heard of this, never remember. There was a movie back in the mid-70s. I'm about you guys' age, by the way. And it was called Executive Action. Do you recall that at all?
I happen to be friendly with the guys who made it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Donald Reed.
Well, I've been trying to find a copy of that. That thing's really hard to find a copy of.
So are my friends. I can't. They seem to have disappeared. Donald Reed, I believe, was the screenwriter for it.
And you
it's
know
the real story, isn't it?
And you know, at the very end of that movie, what was really sobering, at the very end of that movie, and I can remember it just, I saw it in 1974, and I can remember very vividly the circumstances surrounding when I saw it and everything, because the movie made that big of an imprint on me, and at the end of the movie, the very end of the movie, they ran a great big board of all the people who were like witnesses or had anything to do with it, and all the untimely deaths, mysterious deaths around it. I mean, it's even worse than Bill Clinton's Arkansas when you get right down to it.
Yeah,
are you
no,
aware
they,
of that?
When I went to see it, they had a little newspaper that they handed out that had all sorts of terrific detail in it. And I believe this was also in the movie, but it was in the newspaper as well, that said that they submitted the you know, the names and the ages of and the occupations of all of these people to Lloyd's of London to calculate what the odds were of them all dying right at their untimely death, and the odds were over a trillion to one.
Yeah, I seem to remember something about that myself. It seems like I remember radio disc jockeys even saying that while the movie was going on back in that time period. I actually thought that movie was a lot better than Oliver Stone's account of it, although I did like that one too. But it's really funny that and Burt Lancaster was the star of that movie, and you'd think with him being a star, you'd think that would be one that you rent a blockbuster and everything. I've went to like three movie rental places, and none of them say they've ever heard of it.
No, I'm sure it's been suppressed. There's a number of good movies that were suppressed. There was a comedy about Nixon called Another Fine Mess that also was suppressed, and the movie Burn starred Marlon Brando at virtually the height of his career, but it's sort of an allegory about Vietnam, and, you know, very, very critical of what the deceitful and murderous stuff that the U.S. was doing in Vietnam and the pretense of claiming to stand for democracy and, in fact, standing for something quite different. Anyway, Marlon Brando, and it was utterly suppressed, although I think you might be able to find it around, but it just didn't play in the theaters.
And this is before they had, or could they have put it out on a DVD? That was before DVDs were even invented.
Right, so. No, but you can, I have a DVD of Burn. Yeah, it's actually available, but yeah, Executive Action.
We'll send it over, John.
I never even saw a copy of Executive Action even on VHS anywhere.
Well, no, certainly, but I mean, but it's so long ago, right? I mean, the VHS is relatively new compared to the movie Executive Action. Yeah, no, I have tried to find Donald Freed. I've tried to dig him up because I figured he would be a resource in my research and certainly knows things that I don't and so on. But if he's still around, he's gone underground.
It's interesting. You might put out something to your listeners. If somebody knows where I can get a copy of that Executive Action, where I can order it offshore or something, I'd sure like to know where to get a copy of that movie. I'd like to see it again.
Well, if anybody knows, call in. Executive Action, who was in it? Who starred in it, John? Do you know?
Burt Lancaster.
Burt Lancaster, okay. Executive Action, okay. Very good. The word's out. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate the call. All right.
Have a good one, guys. Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, we're going to go up to a break pretty quick, but before we do, let's get Ted from Kentucky on the line with John and Michael. Go ahead, Ted, you're up with us.
Yes, this is a great show, Michael. This is Todd from Kentucky.
Oh, Todd. I'm sorry, it says Ted on here.
No, that's okay. All right. That's okay. is your guest familiar with the Committee of 12?
Well, I don't know, John, are you?
I did not. Tell me some more about it.
Well, I don't know that much about it. I heard it on one of the talk shows about a committee of 12, and it's supposed to be very, very high up, even higher than the Illuminati. And it's 12 very, 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 very selective human beings, if you want to call them human beings.
That's a good point. I guess that my only comment is that I try to not get too awfully much off into that stuff. I think that those guys do a very, very good job of putting out a lot of disinformation,
mm-hmm.
so that if there is, you know, something comes out about them that's true, how do you distinguish it from the flood of disinformation that's around it? On the other hand, why do you need to know about it when you know that the Federal Reserve loans money to the government at interest?
That's exactly right. That's a great point, because I remember the Kennedy assassination. I was like 22, 23 years old. And I remember it very, very well. And I remember, of course, when it first happened, it was mass confusion. But I knew the second they killed Oswald with Ruby, it was all a stage deal. Because
you and 80% of America woke up that day. And
that
said,
second, I knew. I can picture it right now when I was know exactly where I was watching TV. And when they shot that guy, it says it's all a set deal.
All right, we've got to go to a break. Have you got anything else, Todd?
I'd like to say one thing.
All right, I'll hold you over. All right, Michael Herzog is going to go to a break. Be back in 3 minutes with my guest, John Hankey, and got more callers on the line and an announcement. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Back, Mike Wurzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest John Hanke, and I've got Todd Metallo on the line. But before I go back to Todd, I want to make a quick announcement for Joe in Kansas. You can find that movie Executive Action, I believe it is. Is that right, John? Executive
yes.
Action.
Yes.
Okay.
Executive Action.
You can find it on Amazon.com. We just had a caller call in and told us that. So go into Google, look up Amazon.com, and there you go. Okay. With no further ado, let's go back to Todd. Todd, go ahead.
Yes, when they had the power, when they deliberately killed Kennedy, up to today, with 9/11, and they're obviously they've not only gotten more power, more money, but they passed all the laws they need to do whatever they want to complete. What, and I don't want to jump way ahead of his shows in the future here, but this goes to show you how much trouble we are in and how naive the American people are. And I think we're past beyond the word critical. I'd like to say some things, but I can't say it over the air. But I really think that people who are listening within earshot of this show better start taking notes and better start taking care of themselves. And you don't have more than a couple of 3 months, in my estimation, maybe top 6 months. Does your caller agree to that? I mean, does he agree with that?
Well, you know, I don't like trying to predict the future. And
right.
Every time I see somebody try, they get burned. People who I just have enormous respect for, Webster Tarpley. Are you familiar with Webster Tarpley? Wrote the unauthorized biography of George Bush, and he's done some really terrific work on 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
His work on Able Danger is just absolutely unparalleled. Anyway, he predicted war with Iran almost a year ago, and just absolutely, you know, we're gonna be at war with Iran in the next week. And he had it from what he considered to be a reliable source, and for all I know, he had a reliable source. If you ever watch a basketball game, and this is my favorite example, you see a team and 10 minutes to go and they're down by 20 points. Is the game over? Should they quit? Should they give up? Should they walk away? Well, I mean, you've seen enough games where they're down by 20 points with 10 minutes to go and they end up winning. And my point is, you can't tell. Nobody knows. And all that I know is that I've got nothing better to do than to fight these guys with every ounce of strength that I have.
Well,
and, you know, when I look back at history, again, it's this business of people talking to each other, of citizens helping to inform each other, that I find to be the most powerful. And, you know, let me suggest that people go to bushkilledjfk.com and get this thing and show it to people. Let me tell you something, just one of the little things that's in it, because it really starts with square one. It doesn't assume that people know anything, and it really proves that John Kennedy's body, after he was murdered, Jackie Kennedy is with him. She's with the dead body. They put him in the casket, and she's with him, and they put him on the airplane, and she follows the casket right up into the airplane, and she follows the casket out of the airplane and into the hospital, and they managed to steal the body. There are photographs showing that the entrance wound on the right side of his head were altered. You see that, you know, there's this big gash that's been cut into his head. There's an FBI report that you get to see in the video, and in the FBI report, the FBI guy writing it says that, you know, he's in the operating room when they wheel in the body and get it out and put it on the table, and he says it's obvious that surgery to the head area had been performed before the body got there. There's an interview with the nurse in Dallas who says, no, we didn't perform any surgery in Dallas. And then there is an interview with one of the Dallas doctors who gets to Nova did this, right? Nova flew all the Dallas doctors to Washington, D.C., and they took them in and let them see the autopsy photographs. And this guy points to the wound on the right side of Kennedy's head and says this has been altered. Somebody's taken a knife and carved it and pulled the skin back, and he doesn't say in order to try to make an entrance wound look like an exit wound. But I find that to be the really, really crucial piece of evidence, because that shows that the most powerful people in the government had to have been involved for them to be able to have stolen the body and then put it back without anybody noticing. There's also this really terrific piece of footage where the limousine is just leaving the airport, Love Field in Dallas, and there's a CIA man running alongside, and his supervisor calls to him and waves him away from the limousine, and the guy stops and shrugs his shoulders as if to say, what are you talking about? I'm not supposed to do my job. And the guy calls him back and calls him to the car. So it's very, very clear. You get to see in unmistakable terms the Secret Service being told to stand down from protecting the president at that point. So that, you know, there's a lot of people, 80% of the people think that the government is lying about the Kennedy assassination, but they don't understand the extent of the conspiracy. They think it, oh, you know, some rogue CIA agents, or the mafia, or the Cubans, or the Russians. And
right.
This video does a really good job in showing the nature of the crime, that it couldn't have been the crime that gets depicted in the most clear terms, right? The most reliable sources, FBI memos and photographs, shows that the footprint left by the killers couldn't be anybody. I mean, it's so huge and so powerful and so extensive that it has to be these guys who are sitting on the Council on Foreign Relations, the people who make up the Federal Reserve, and on and on.
Right, just like 9/11 in Oklahoma and all the others.
Yes.
Todd, let me insert something here. You know, and again, not to discredit anything that you're saying about 2 to 3 months, we've only got that long or whatever, but in my tenure here, you know, and I'll give you the perfect recent example, you know, the concerns were building as far as, you know, Congress adjourning in the month of August and a couple of other, you know, tidbits that lead us to conclude that there's a distinct possibility that it'll be a false flag event in August. Well, this is the 30th, knocking on wood right now, and it hasn't happened yet. Now, the next one is between the 15th and the 22nd of this month because of other incidences that have happened. We always have to be on our guard, but we have to proceed as we normally do. We can't get all whacked out and go crawl under a bed, you know.
Let me clarify what I said you know, this is my, and I've been wrong many times. I didn't think we were going to have another Christmas 7 years ago because I thought things would happen. But I will give one prediction that I know deep in my heart is true. You're right. I don't know whether it's going to be next month, 3 months, or 6 months, or 6 years from now. But I do know one thing, and there's a reason why I say this, and it's got nothing to do with religion or God or anything else. They will not win. And there's a reason why they will not win. And with that, I will depart. But a wonderful show, Michael. And I'm looking forward to that week when you have him on for the solid week.
Wait, don't
Thank
go.
You.
I want to know what the reason is that they will not win. Let me interject quickly. I think that everybody should live every day as if it's their last.
Oh, definitely.
And, you know, that's why we sold the house, and that's why we're doing all of this stuff.
Right.
I mean, I figure that I'm liable to be a target, right? I look at all these other people
who have
died,
you know,
trying to tell the truth.
Right, and I've done a lot of things myself in the past and some things in the future that I've done that I'm sure, I mean, they've got me with bullhorns and my name on lists. I mean, they got me.
Yeah,
with
but
everything.
John, but Todd, John wants to know why they're not going to win. Now, come on, come on, tell him.
Well, I'm going to. This is my opinion, okay? And I will
right.
tell you why they will not win, okay?
All right.
And deep in my heart, because let me tell you something. We've tasted freedom. We are Americans, okay? We're no better than anybody else in the world. Everybody's the same, but there's something with America. With the American fighting man and the American person. Now, we've been pretty docile and pretty dumb. But when you corner an American, you're going to have one hell of a fight. And I think there's a seed planted in each and every one of us. I don't care how old we are or how young we are. That when it comes down to it, yeah, we'll wimp. There's going to be a lot of wimping. There's going to be a lot of crying. And there's going to be a lot of people giving up. But deep down, God put a seed in us so deep that when that thing emerges, they're going to have a hell to pay that they can't imagine. Because I'm here to tell you right now, nobody, as long as I'm breathing, is taking my country. Nobody. I don't care who they are. I don't care how many billions and trillions they got. And I don't care how many weapons they got. Nobody is going to take this country. Nobody.
Very good.
And they're not planning.
Okay.
They don't. They're disregarding that seed. And I'm telling you, that seed is in all of us. And when it happens, we'll show them a hell that they could never even imagine existed, even in their own evil, devious minds.
Well, let's
well,
all
know,
cling
these
to
guys
that
are
thought.
Evil. Pardon me?
I mean, listen, Todd, I got to let you go. I got
okay.
other callers on the line
fine,
here.
But thank you.
I appreciate your call. I appreciate those thoughts, okay?
Well,
great,
thank you for
great.
The time, and thank you for your work.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, listen,
we've
got Umar from Michigan has been holding. What's that, John?
Let me throw something in quick. It's just these guys are evil and they're killers, but they're not fighters, right?
Oh
and,
no, they're paranoid as they can be.
And, but if we're down for a fight, they're not, and that's I think that's the reason we'll win. But let's go on.
Okay, let's go to Umar in Michigan. Umar, I'm sorry that you held so long. You're with us?
Yeah, I'm with you, but you know we're not with each other, and like that's why. You know, they can do what they want to do. One thing about them, they're united in their purpose. Everybody, we had everything we thought, you know, now they want to change it and make us serfs and less than a bootlicker in our own country. You know, it's like to me, you know, everything I done been taught is just a bunch of damn lies. That's what I done found out. At the age of 51, everything. I mean, everybody that was our ally, we betrayed them. Our country did, our government. So what did that say about the people? If you accept that kind of behavior and tolerate all these lies that we've been told after researching it, I mean, it's evidence out there. Not only on Bush and his administration, but going back farther than that. To what's been perpetrated, how everybody's being played and manipulated by these secret societies or whatever you want to call them. And whoever involved in them, they know they're wrong. Then they got titles of nobility for serving the queen, knight, and esquire that they use against us, the people, who this country is supposed to be all about. That's what made America great. Now it ain't. It's something you want to scrape off from the bottom of your shoe. And that's because nobody has any pride or nothing left. They scared. They weak. Hey, yeah, it's a fighting spirit, but now they only fighting for material things.
Well, we're trying to change that, Omar.
Yeah, I know. For 20 years, I've been listening to you. John Stadtmiller spoke to him. Mark Cornkey, when him and Mark Cornkey was running around, what's wrong with them now? They've been divided and conquered. How come we ain't heard nothing from Mark?
Oh, you haven't heard anything from Mark.
Heard nothing lately from him. One time, I think he was on the Alex Jones show. But, hey, it's about standing up for what's right. Either we got these rights, freedoms, or we don't. And if we under slavery, well, y'all can be under slavery. My people done been under it. And never again.
Very good.
Never again.
Well,
right.
I'm telling you that.
Let me respond to one thing.
Whoever's listening.
Let John respond. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, Umar, I thought that great comment. Very much.
If it's good enough for the Jews, it's good enough for everybody.
Okay.
How they think, that's how we think.
On the question of uniting.
That same way.
Okay, Umar, let John speak for a minute. All right.
On the question of uniting.
Let John speak.
On the question of uniting, one of the things that I'm really excited about is that, you know, I've listened to people on the left and listened to people on the right, and for the first time, everybody is talking about the banks and the Federal Reserve. And I think that you could unite 98% of the people in the country on that particular point, that the government shouldn't have to borrow money from private banks and shouldn't be paying them interest to do it. That's just crazy. And if people can unite around that point and can put an end to it, that'll put an end to these guys. I mean, they're not killers. I'm sorry, they are killers, but they're not fighters. And if you take their money away from them, they're not any kind. If they can't hire somebody to do their killing for them, they're not a threat to anybody. They're not going to. They don't have the gumption to do any of this stuff on their own, I don't think. Anyhow, I thought that was a terrific comment, and you know that it's been going on in the United States for a long time. But I'm enthused about the chances of doing something about it now.
And we're working on it. And Umar, I'll tell you what, you know, all it takes is education. There's people waking up left and right every day.
But it takes action too, brothers. But these people are either guilty of these crimes and acts, and we got to stop making excuses for them. They either killed 3,000 people or they didn't. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not making any excuses for them.
You know, you can't make no excuses for people that are responsible for for at least 200 million deaths all over the world. That's the kind of people we're dealing with. They start wars for no reason and get all these young people killed and caught up in some propagandist bullshit.
Well, so what are we going to do about it?
All right. Let's tone the language down a little, Umar. BS, not all the other.
You do to any criminal. I'm a grown man. You ain't got to tell me that.
Well.
Hey, let's either be for real or stop all this entertainment. Because I didn't listen to it for 20 years.
Are you saying
from Bill Cooper to people you don't even probably know about, Dr. John Coleman, all this evidence from what I'm seeing, and especially nowadays, like you said, Wester Griffin Tarpley's book, Synthetic Terrorism Made in the USA, I read it at least three times.
Great book.
Oh, yeah. Great man.
Let
great
me tell
man.
You a story.
And the right. Patriots, as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, it's like, to me, for 20 years, I done listened to these talk shows on shortwave. I done listened to various people. I done wished to see them. I done attended functions and so forth. Now, if it's all it is, and it's government by the people and for the people, let's get it right. Let's not have one set of rules for the poor people and one set of rules for the rich people.
Okay.
They just tell us, hey, we're going to investigate ourselves, and everything will be all right.
Umar, let John respond, because I got to let you go at the break. The break's coming up in about a minute.
Okay.
So, John, go ahead and respond.
Well, we don't have an argument. Everybody agrees with that. I think that, however, I don't know if people know where the Internet came from. The military was faced with the proposition that if they started – this was back when Reagan was president. They were trying to, for the life of them, to plan a first strike against the Russians. And even when Carter was president, that the MX missile, the purpose of the MX missile was to be able to hit hardened targets. And they couldn't ever figure out a way to hit the Soviets without getting hit back, right? And so they came up, and the problem is that if you get hit back, when you set off a nuclear weapon, it sends out this terrible electromagnetic wave that knocks out all your communications, and certainly all the major cities and all the military installations were going to get hit, and it was going to, you know, just have these big, huge holes, and which also follow the phone lines, right? The trunks, the communication would also run along these same lines. So how are you going to maintain communications between the places that are underground when 50, 60, 70, 80% of the United States has been wiped out? That's why they invented the Internet, so that if one line that runs through, you know, the most rural area, if that one line just tracing from one rural area to the other manages to reach from one coast to the other, that they could maintain the communication, right? It's like a net. You put up a net and you blow a bunch of big holes in it. Well, as long as there's one thread that connects one corner to the other, you still have your communication going on. That's why they invented it. However, there have been 300 million downloads of loose change. 300 million downloads of loose change.
All right, let's leave it there. I got to take a break, okay? Umar, I got to let you go. Got to go to break. Got a quick final segment coming up. We'll be back with the final thoughts on the Internet and the final thoughts on John with what he's got to say as soon as we get back. Be back in three.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
All right, we're back. Final segment of the American Awakening, Michael Herzog, Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, John Hanke. I've got just a few minutes left. I wanted to give out a shout. John's website is bushkilledjfk.com. Mine, of course, is theamericanawakening.org. We've only got a couple of minutes left. We've got a caller on the line. I'm going to take him. I'm going to give him a minute. I know who it is. It's my co-host on Usually Tuesdays, Don Nikoloff. So, John, let me bring him up real quick here. Don, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Michael, hi, John. How are you?
Hey, Don. Great. Glad to hear you.
The last caller, Umar, hit it right on the head, but he's crying out for solutions, and I think the key is correct. It's the banks. We must show what's being done with the money, because the money's financing this whole thing. Any comment?
Yeah, this is the most impressive group of callers I have ever encountered. I don't have an argument with any of them. I thought they
That's
all
my
hit
show.
The,
That's my show, John.
I thought they all hit the nail on the head. I'm reminded. I went to UC Santa Cruz to do a presentation on the Kennedy assassination when I was, I think, 21. I saw this Bruder film. I went out and did all this research, and I went back to my old high school, and I went back to my old college, and I'm doing presentations. And, so there's something that you could do. Well, this is what I'm doing. And then I went to South Central Los Angeles. I got invited by a friend to do a presentation at this little community office in South Central Los Angeles. When I was in Santa Cruz, I did my presentation, and I answered questions for 2 hours. I go into South Central, and this I'm up there for 5 minutes, and I show the Zapruder film, and I'm launching off into my presentation, and this old woman raises her hand, and she says, "We know they killed him. We want to know why," and just shut me down. And that's how I feel today, that I'm getting asked questions that really go beyond what I've done, but that invite me to go further. And I hope that we'll get a chance next week to talk about what we can do about it. But I think that's what Umar was saying, talk, what are you going to do about it? And the only thing I can say in my defense is that people could have said that to Martin Luther King in 1965, right? Talk, what are you going to do? Right? People have been talking, and they've been talking, and they've been talking, and you've got to keep on. And I think that talking is one of the most important things that anybody can do, right? Trying to wake people up is the most important thing. And what you do after you woke up, well, that's a good question, but I think that it's very, very secondary to waking up, because the first thing that you try to do isn't going to be the right thing anyway, right? Then you start trying, and you try and you fail, and you try and you fail. But great questions and great comments by everybody. I was just tickled.
Well, we're all on the same team here, John. Go ahead, Don.
If I could make one quick comment, I think...
You got to make it fast. Make it fast.
The key is to exposing what's being done with the promise software. It's the secret that they don't want to get out, and it's the key to the whole thing.
Okay.
Any comment, John?
Nope. I'm
relatively familiar with it. I haven't done as much research on it as Don. He's gone down the rabbit hole on that extensively. So I can't give that an argument. I will lend credibility to his statement. Okay,
well,
Don.
I'm really looking forward
to
next week.
All right. Thanks a lot.
It'll be the 10th through the 14th, John.
Right.
That's where I've got you pinned. It's not next week. It's a week after. Okay.
It'll be terrific. I'm really excited about it. This is a great, great audience you have here.
Oh, it is. These people are more awake than any of the other networks that I've ever listened to. So, and I give kudos to my audience. They're great people. They help me when I'm stuck in the rut. So I can't give my audience enough credit. Okay, John, I'm going to let you go for the day, sir. I want to shout out your website one more time. Go ahead, John.
BushkillJFK.com or Google 9/11 Justice. Google 9/11 Justice and watch a 15-minute video.
There we go.
Okay. And 9/11,
then, go ahead.
Well, and then sit your neighbors down and make them watch.
You bet. All right, thanks a lot, John, and I will look forward to talking to you. And I'll talk to you before that we do this five shows, okay?
Certainly.
All right. Thanks for coming on.
Okay,
the end of another day. Great show, folks. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with John Stadtmiller. He has a guest coming up today. I can't remember who he said it was, but I know I'm looking forward to listening to him. So stick around. It's going to be another good show. See you tomorrow.